Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you, and this is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson, amen, and we're just thankful to be here, amen, and I want to let you know that we're excited about what God is doing, and I'm looking to have a great time in the Lord today, praise God. Yesterday we had on the anointed, powerful woman of God, no other than Prophetess Wendy Key, my goodness, she brought the house down. If you missed it, you need to go on my page, amen. And just tune back in. I mean, the word was dynamic on time. Well, guess what? I'm delighted to have an encore presentation, and I have my special friend in the Lord and guest today, Joe McRae from Joe McRae Productions. Once again, if you never had the opportunity to hear the interview in the past, today we're delighted to have with us the cast members of the new Smash Play called Jesus Loves Me. That's right. And I want you to know that Joe McRae, he's a writer, producer, director, anointed man of God, praise God. And I'm just telling you, we're excited about what God is doing. And I see the switchboard is lit up once again. Amen. I might have to open up my conference line for a lot of other people. Yesterday, we had so many people call that people were saying, man of God, I can't even get on. It said that the call volume is full. We can't get in. I said, I'm going to have to open up the conference call line, you know. So we just thank God, everyone that's joined us on today. I want to get right into this amen interview. God bless you, Joe McRae. How are you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm blessed. God is good. How are you doing?
Man, I can tell you the truth. I'm extremely blessed, highly favored, extremely dangerous, and I'm on fire for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And most importantly, I'm just excited to have you and the cast to take out your time. I know next Friday is May 1st. It's the countdown.
Hey, yes, it is.
It's the countdown.
My yes, goodness. It is.
Yes, I'm excited for you. I'm excited with you. And today we have some of your cast members that are on the line that are called in just to also share with us. Amen. So let me know as we get nearer and closer to this opening of Jesus Loves Me, what do you expect to happen? What's your expectation?
My expectation is that they're going to experience something like they never experienced before in their life. I'm telling you, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know he loves you, when you leave this place, you will have no doubt in your mind that God loves you and that he can love you right where you at. I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care what you're going through. God can meet you where you're at, and he can love you through that situation.
Amen. You know, and that's so true. You know, before we went live, we just started talking about, you know, the sign of the time, the way things are going. And one thing you said, you know, we need Jesus like never before, you know, and that's so true.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to what I'm going to do now. I'm just going to light up the I'm going to cue in all the cast members right now, so they will be live. So, amen, we can just go right into this dialogue on today. Amen. Praise God. And from area code 732-856, I'd like you to introduce yourself and say your name for the audience on today.
Lucy Matthew.
Amen. Praise God. And we're going to try to, like, if we can, to refrain from the background noises if possible. Amen. 908-507.
Oh, this is Holly Ray, and I'm playing the role of Frida.
Amen. Praise God. And then we have 732-309.
Terrence Jackson, playing the role of Sean.
Amen. And then we also have area code, praise God, 201-640.
Yes, my name is Isaiah Ingram, and I'm playing the role of Cornelius.
Of who? Carlos?
Cornelius.
Oh, Cornelius. Okay, wonderful. Amen. And then last but not least, we have area code 732-376.
Lucy Matthew playing the role of Sydney.
Amen. Praise God. So now that we pretty much did a roll call, amen, I'd like to ask everyone, so how are you doing today? Now, there's one sister, I don't know if someone's driving on the road or you got a lot of background, you might need to take your phone off of the speaker because there's a bad feedback in the studio. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But nonetheless, though, I want to start from the top. Amen. Well, I'll start from the bottom. What I want to ask right now, Cindy, now, your part in this play, what exactly that you do? I mean, who is your character? And without giving away a whole lot, what do you see Cindy? What's the message that Cindy wants to give to the people?
Sydney, she plays a role where she is working with Cornelius, and she's basically there for him, showing him different things about, you know, how to be loved and care about. And they work together. They have a working relationship with each other. And
amen. Amen. Go ahead. Basically,
you know, Toa's like, I don't want to give away the part.
We don't want to give nothing away now. Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's like she's showing him a different side of him that, you know, like a woman would want.
I see. Amen. I mean, that sounds really intriguing. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes men and women, they try to change each other. But, you know, one thing for sure, it sounds like there's a situation going on. So I'm going to go down this Cornelius Avenue. I'm going to go down your avenue right now. So Cornelius, we have a situation going on here, huh? And so you need to be transformed, amen. So before I want to park my vehicle and go back to Sydney real quick, Cindy, rather. So what is it as the character, what do you hope that people would walk away from this play, from the character that you're playing?
Treating your man, your husband, right, knowing what you have at home, don't take it for granted.
Amen. Now I'm back in my car. I'm over there on Cornelius Avenue. Amen. So Cornelius, talking about your character just a little bit and what you would want people to come away with in this play.
Well, initially, Cornelius, he is a timid individual, but then finds his voice in speaking up and standing up to certain things he needs to stand up to, and as a result of him standing up, he actually gives illumination to his wife, and from there, he even opens up to forgive her for her her state of mind and her state of emotions. So, I would pray that people will walk away with having an open heart to see people as who they are and give them an opportunity to be illuminated to where they are, that they can forgive them.
Yes, amen. Praise God. Oftentimes,
we don't understand people emotionally and mentally because we don't take the time to be open. But when you're open, you could see better and why a person act the way they act and think the way they think and behave the way they behave and also respond how they respond. When you're open to understanding those whys, you can forgive and be long-suffering with them and patient with them and et cetera.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I appreciate that, you know, and you speak a lot of value in dealing with everyday life and situations. Amen. And the thing is, I want to find out next, Sean, tell us about your character and what is it that you would want to leave a message that will impact people's lives.
All right. My character, Sean, he's somewhat of a bad kid. Well, that's how people view him. I mean, he has done things in the past and, you know, made few bad choices in the past, and he's really trying to change his life around, but he's constantly being looked upon, I feel it hurtful, say you do something that's like messed up or bad, and a lot of people see it, and a lot of people start talking, and then, you want to take that the right road, but they're viewing you from your past mistakes. They're not seeing what you're trying to do now. They're not seeing, that the changes you're trying to make, and even if you are making changes, you're still constantly being judged. It's just like, it's
amen.
The message I want to leave with Sean is that, no matter what mistakes you made in the past and all that, and what you've done, there's always you can always turn it around. You can always take that bad mistake and make it into something good, and it could be a testimony for somebody else.
Yes, amen, amen. And I want to go up the roster right now. I was actually typing in some of the names, and then I didn't get all the names. Unfortunately, it was some static. But 908-507, what was your character again, please?
Oh, my name is Holly, and my character's name is Frida.
Okay. And you want to tell us, Holly, about your character and what is it that you would like to relay to the people, or you hope that the people will walk away with in this play? Amen.
Absolutely, and amen. Frida is a woman, a strong woman, who had nothing when she came up. She was from the inner city. She worked hard. She achieved, her accomplishments. But with all of that, something was missing. She married Cornelius, but something was missing out of her life. And, she was the strong one, the backbone, the one that everybody turned to in the family. She was like the matriarch for the sisters. But something was missing in her heart, and what she was missing was Jesus. She didn't have Jesus in her heart. So if you don't have that, and if you're not grounded and keep Jesus in the center of your life, it doesn't matter how much you have, you actually have nothing. You know what I mean?
Amen, amen. Praise
so
God.
Frida is, yes, praise God. Frida had to come a long way, and she had to find Jesus in her life. And, I would suggest anybody, no matter what their background, ethnic background is, their financial status, this play has something for everyone. Everybody has someone in their family that may be a little dysfunctional or something that's in the closet. And, maybe they don't go to church, but seeing this, maybe it will bring them to the church, to know Christ and to learn about Christ and to study and to walk in the Word and to see the light. I'm just real excited about it. So come out and see the play.
I'm excited about it too, and you talking like a preacher over there, and I'm about to start shouting, about to put on my dancing shoes. My goodness, you are undercover up there on the line there. So you didn't tell me you was a preacher, but I thank God. Now we got to move up the line there. And this is another person I didn't get their name, unfortunately, because it was some static, which was the 732586 number. And what's your character? Yes.
Oh, 856. My name is Robert Joyner, and I play the role of Big Willie.
Big Willie, okay. Oh no, Big Willie's like a pimp or something. You a pimp? You a pimp, Big Willie?
Nah.
Oh, okay. I was just checking. They started talking about Big Willie. You be thinking about some cats chewing some tackles and some fried food or something. Just checking. So let's talk about Big Willie and what Big Willie is all about, and somewhat, and also what you want people to come away with in this play.
Big Willie's a shady character. He's the kind of guy that he has money. He's well-to-do. But Big Willie is the kind of guy that P-R-E-Y preys on what your weakness is. And once he discovers what that weakness is, he utilizes it for his own benefit. He's very cunning. He's very sharp. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I once heard that if a person show you who they are, believe it. And he also has some vices and some strongholds, and that he found someone that shares in the same vices and the same strongholds. You know, so that makes for a very interesting character.
Amen. And what is it that you want people to come away with in this play? For the most part.
For the most part, pay attention. If the light goes on and you meet someone and the light comes on, and just pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Always keep your spiritual antennas up, because everybody that may look good may not be good for you. You got to know who you are and whose you are. You got to keep that in mind, because when you keep that in mind, that means you keep in the mind of Christ. That means you're paying attention to the Holy Spirit, to that spirit man that's within you. So with that being said, sometimes we go to places and or we're in the presence of people, and because of the fact that we're in the presence of people or in a particular place where we stick out like a sore thumb from the inside, not from the outside, but from the inside, you have a tendency to make a choice. Well, you know what? I don't feel comfortable. I'm just going to go with it. The Bible says, my Bible says, yield not to temptation. So I would want people to listen to that spirit man that's in them. And if something is telling you to get out, get out. If something is telling you not to be bothered, don't be bothered. If something is telling you to walk away, walk away. Because it is that Holy Spirit that dwells within you that is trying to get your attention to let you know that this is not for you, because they can take you right back down the same path that you were already delivered from. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. You know, and you know, the thing about it, what you spoke on, it's so surreal, because there are a lot of people who get in relationships and they're rather unevenly yoked, and then they get trapped up. Amen. But no, we want to just thank God, though, for that wonderful insight. Actually, it's a message within itself for those that are listening. Amen. That might even be experiencing some. I believe that this play is going to illustrate how much Jesus loves us through different types of lifestyles that there'll be many people who can identify with, you know. So, Joe, you know, I definitely applaud you once again for bringing these wonderful, anointed, brilliant young men and women together to allow us to get inside of what God has given you, to experience this, to share this with us. It's truly a privilege, you know, and an honor, you know.
Thank you.
And
I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to work with such marvelous actors. I'm telling you, these guys play these roles to the T. I mean, and they're doing such a phenomenal job with it. And, guys, I want you to know that I love you guys and that you guys are doing a fantastic job. And, I mean, they truly bring these characters to life. Sometimes I have to sit back and question myself, did you live this life or something before? But no, but they're doing such a great job with the roles. Each and every last one of them that's playing their role, they're very believable in what they're doing. And that's nothing but the grace of God and the anointing of God upon their life.
Amen.
Amen.
While we got some time, amen, what I want you to do is go ahead and just tell the people the day of the play, and also the time, locations, the way that they can contact you.
Okay.
Amen.
The show date is 16, which is like 3 weeks from now. It's going to be at the Crossroads Theaters in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We have a 2 p.m. show, which is already sold out. So the only show that we have open now is the 7 o'clock show, and the tickets for that show are going very fastly, too. So if you're going to get your tickets, you need to get them today. You can contact me at 732-423-1771, or you can email me at joemcraeproduction@yahoo.com.
And give them the information one more time, because for folks that need to write that down, if you don't mind.
No problem. The show date is May 16th, and we have a 2 o'clock show, which is already sold out. We have a 7 o'clock show that there's limited seats left for that show. If you need tickets, you need to call today at 732-423-1771, or you can email me at JoeMcCrayProduction@yahoo.com.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Listen, you know, one of the things I want to say, too, because, you know, you were sharing with me, Joe, you said something that you guys are about to go on tour. So, you know, we have people who listen from different states around. Amen. So maybe you want to share with the people out there, because you might be coming to a city near someone out there listening on today. And, you know, that'll be good for them to know, hey, we got to get ready. We got to go ahead and tell some people, you know, that this extraordinary man with this anointed play is coming our way. So folks, maybe they might want to prepare themselves so they can put that date on their calendar, so they don't be out there going fishing somewhere and say, well, I missed the play, you know. So you want to share that with the people if you already have some of the upcoming dates?
Well, the dates that we have upcoming now are basically just in Jersey for now, but we're looking to go into other states. But right now we're going to be in Jersey. Next month we're going to be in Paterson, New Jersey. We're going to be going between New Brunswick, New Jersey, and Paterson, New Jersey, and North New Jersey. But now.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I know we had talked before. We said maybe we'll have like maybe the ninth caller, someone call in. He'll be able to be blessed with that. So I don't know if you still want to do that. I have the opportunity to make. I'll let you, you know, make that decision right now. I have people lit up on the line and everything.
Sure, not a problem. We can do that.
Okay. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to look for the ninth caller. Amen. I'm watching to see who's going to be the ninth caller. The ninth caller, if you call in, amen, and you're in the tri-state area, we don't want you living in Virginia and you calling in and you can't come to the play. But if you live in the tri-state area and you're the ninth caller, okay, and let's see, area code 484756. You're on the line. Amen. We're going to give you a chance. Amen. See if they answer the line. Praise God. Amen. One more time. It's area code 484767. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Maquita.
Maquita what?
Dorsey.
Oh, God bless you. Amen. Well, I want you to say hello to the cast. They're all on the radio right now.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Maquita. Hi. How are you today?
Hello, Maquita.
Hi,
how are you?
Hello.
And I want you to say hello to Joe McRae. He is the producer and the actor and director of the new hit play called Jesus Loves Me. Amen.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
So where are you calling
Amen.
From?
I'm calling from Phillipsburg.
Okay.
New Jersey.
How far? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got a 484 now. That's our PA number. You must have just moved from PA over here to New Jersey, huh?
Yeah, I just moved from PA.
Oh, okay. All right. Praise God.
Okay. Well, you're not that far from us.
Yeah.
So come out and see us. You're just right down
okay.
78. Right? That's just
okay.
away. 45 minutes away. We're straight down 78.
Oh.
You're there. Yes, you're not far at all.
Awesome. Okay.
So we would love to have you come out and see the play.
I like this one. She said 78. Y'all going to send me a limo.
Laquita 78 to 287, and you get off the New Brunswick area. You're right there. You're not far at all.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, listen, praise God. So what does she need to do, Joe? Just mention her name at the door or something?
Yeah, get take if this leave me her name and stuff, and we'll leave her name at the door. We'll give you two tickets for you and the guests. So
okay,
you won't have to come
you.
By yourself.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have you ever seen any of the plays before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, you went for a treat then.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
okay.
Well, praise God. Amen.
Thank you very much.
So what's your name? You said Maquita, and what's your last name?
Dorsey.
Okay, Maquita Dorsey. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations, and God bless you, woman of God. You take
thank
care
you.
Now, all right?
Thank you, you too.
All right, God bless you. All right, well, listen, beloved, we got about 5 minutes left, so let me go ahead and just say this here. You've been listening to no other than Joe McRae and the cast of the hit play called Jesus Loves Me, amen. And they will come into a city near you soon. I believe it. I decree and declare it, amen. And, you know,
amen.
If you're not doing nothing,
amen.
May 16th, it's May 16th, amen, is at the award, Tony Award-winning Crossroad Theater is in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Now, I understand that they have a 2 p.m. show that is totally sold out. So, people, listen, they only have a 7 p.m. show. That's right, 7 p.m. That means that you better, oh, my goodness, there's an urgency in the atmosphere. You better hurry up and call and call. I'm telling you, you better get down there. You need to call. Amen. You need to reach out and touch somebody. Let them know that, listen, there's only a few more tickets left. Y'all don't hear me, though. But listen, amen, I want y'all to know that we're excited. Amen. We're excited. Please look on the Facebook page for Joe McRae. And he spells his name Joe, J-O-E, and last name McRae, M-C-R-A-E, Joe McRae. And he has also a page called Joe McRae Productions. It behooves you, if you have a loved one out there, amen, that maybe they're going through a situation. Maybe there's a Big Willie, or maybe there's a Sean or Cornelius or Cindy or Trina, but whatever it may be. Amen. There's someone out there that's going through something. I believe that these characters and all the other cast members will portray something that will touch your heart. You know something? It's amazing when God do something. Amen. He does it well. In other words, see, just like God is omnipresent at the same time and same place, but you can be any place around the world. I believe that God is going to speak to individuals that come from different nationalities all at one time on that night. So we are excited for what God is doing with you, Joe. Now, I've been bragging about you because I know that I have seen one of your plays before, and you know, it just does my heart good when I can see someone that loves God the way that you do. And I hope that you will be that next one that has a Christian sitcom on TV that will not sugarcoat the word, but bring it like God give it. You know, so we thank God for all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you all for so much for joining us on today. I know that some of you are maybe coming home from work or whatever it may be, but we thank you. And once again, this is Apostle Andre Thomas. Listen, if you would like to sow into our ministry, please go to our website at www.thatcitywidecog.org. Once again, that's www.citywidecog. Join me next week. I'm telling you, we got a whole week of extraordinary people coming through. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to be speaking on one of those days tomorrow. If you're in the PA area, Bethlehem, amen, PA, look on my page. It's going to be a women's conference. That's right. It's called Battle Cry 2, Women of Mass Destruction. We got Cynthia Dunbar and a few other pastors coming. Another prophet is coming. It's from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. My goodness, what is God talking about? You need to find out. And it's open to the men, too, so your men can come. Amen. They call it a women's conference, but it's a unisex conference. That's the new name. I'm going to start using that as a new name, unisex conferences. Instead of saying men and women, because they always say it's a women's conference or it's a man's conference. But you know, somebody, hey, come on, tell you men can come. Don't they always say that? Oh, it's a women's conference, but hey, it's okay for the men to come. So why do we call it men and women? We're going to start calling this thing here a unisex conference. Amen. I know, I'm funny, but listen, we thank God for you. I'm just babbling and just killing some time. Joe, thank you so much. Cass, thank you so much. Thank you.
I
look forward to speaking to you soon. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
And kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank God.
You're welcome.